Detective Sidner, sir.
Major crimes? Shit.
Episode 37, flat out, man. We about to hit y'all off with my man Filthy to kick it off. Right out of Lansing, Michigan, man. In the building, entertainment. Second straight show, they holding it down. Let's go with it.
Lansing.
The name's Filthy, just in case y'all don't know me. I'm way different, these other rappers is phony. I got cold cuts, I don't believe they belong me. Homie, plus I don't fit they stereotypes. Cause I ain't Panasonic or Sony. Homie, I keep it in check like Nikes and a fresh pair. My name belong on the necks like Jets did. Have mercy, I'm like a survey the way that I check squares. And I'm killing competition, and they say it's their best year. Let's be real, homie, we all know P is the best here. But it ain't about that, I'm trying to make positive music. And I'm just positive, I'ma do it. So if you're feeling a lot of stress and you need some help to relieve it, all you gotta do is say yes. Every time I rock the show, I ask them if they wanna hear one more flow. Then they yelling out, yes. Mirror, mirror on the wall, am I looking fresh in about 1 sec? Let's yell out, yes. Every chick that I holler at, always holler back. They don't know how to say no, they say yes. You know your boy making that good music, something bumping you can move with. If you're willing to say no, 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 it's what all the haters say. They probably watch their breakfast down with haterade. Probably mad cause they get no love in their residence. My flow picture perfect, y'all still developing negatives. And y'all kids had shows, and you're probably wondering where all your fans, yo, they never went. And I got packed shows, cause dog, when I rap flows, I don't tell lies, they actually fact, yo. And God bless me with a healthy grammar, and on beats I'm a beast like Kelsey Grammer. And the ladies, they loving it. And they always trying to call the kid by his government. And they like, who? I wonder what James wants. And I'm like, you beautiful. They like, ooh, James Blunt. Yo, that's my job. I'm the hood chick's heartthrob. Plus, they know I'm where the good chick's hearts are. Every time I rock the show, I ask them if they wanna hear one more flow. Then they yelling out, yes. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Am I looking fresh in about 1 sec? Let's yell out, yes. Every chick that I holler at, always holler back. They don't know how to say no, they say yes. You know your boy making that good music, something bumping you can move with. If you feeling this, you're having a good time making tracks, then my cat's in the hood and not. Plus you know your boy rock shows like Woodstock. And y'all probably wishing I would stop, but a long time I told myself that I could not. But they told me that the kid had a good shot. So I'm on my grand hustle like T.I. See, I didn't see an easy way in, so I found a little crack to squeeze by. Did it on my own so I ain't have to rely. I broke the promises by fellas who rely. Trying to live my life right, so I hope when P die, my access into heaven ain't denied. But while I'm here, I'm trying to get a buzz like beehives and a leg up in the game like knee highs. Well, none of these turkeys say that P jive. Even the dead raise their head like P live. Every time I rock the show, I ask them if they wanna hear one more flow. Then they yelling out, yes. Mirror, mirror on the wall, am I looking fresh in about 1 sec? Let's yell out, yes. Every chick that I holler at, always holler back. They don't know how to say no, they say yes. You know your boy making that good music, something bumping you can move with. If you feeling to say yes, I will not say no.
Yeah, man, we back at y'all, man. Finally, bro.
Lansing stays in the fucking building.
Yes, sir, baby. Lansing, Michigan. I'm proud of y'all motherfuckers, man. Y'all bringing the heat.
Ain't nobody. We ain't got no street team. Ain't nobody walking around.
Hell no, man. I don't even know these cats,
it's people
bro.
Spreading the word.
I need to get out more, man. For real. Yeah. These motherfuckers popping off around here. I don't even know who they are.
Major of the mid-mob section.
There's a fucking shut-in. Sits in this fucking house and watches sports and fucking TV, man.
Keeps you up on the entertainment industry.
Hell yeah, man. So what's good, J-Mac? What's been popping, bro?
Shit, man.
Good
don't
last
we
couple
talk
weeks?
Every day. No.
No?
No.
Not good?
No pussy, man.
That's couple never weeks. Good.
It's been like almost a month. We're talking a month. It's not funny, man. When you get in a serious relationship, and I know everybody's going to identify with me, you ain't getting no more pussy. Once they got you, you ain't getting no more pussy.
And particularly when the ring goes on the finger, man. I don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? You can be living with the chick and shit's jumping off fucking multiple times a day.
Yep.
But yeah. Yeah, and that ring goes on that finger, baby. Uh-oh.
Yep. Now I'm sitting here fucking spanking it to nasty pictures of fucking Britney Spears.
Her
pussy looks like a baboon's ass.
That shit's nasty, man.
It is.
Nasty. Fucking hairy
shit. Fucking scars and little berries
fucking
are out
hairy.
Of
that shit was bald. Well, fucking bald eagle.
You saw her asshole, man.
Yeah, that was disgusting. That shit was just
little rat.
I gotta get that one eclipsed. For real, man. Straight up, man. Any of our listeners, man, I know, fuck, y'all on the internet, so y'all probably seen it. If you haven't, Britney Spears pussy, put that in Google.
The superficial.
Watch what comes
up.
Yeah, the superficial.com. Shout out to that site. They be having some old crazy shit.
Funny, man.
Hell yeah. But yeah, man, go look at the pictures for yourself. And man, I ain't feeling it. I was never really on Britney to begin with.
I was.
Yeah, you was a fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
I liked her at the MTV joint where she had the boa constrictor wrapped around her titty. For real, man. She was on there looking, dancing all freaky, fucking the floor. That was, yeah. For real. I could kind of feel that. But after this, though, and then seeing the pictures,
No, man. I mean, shit.
Yeah, man, I'm with K-Fed, bro. K-Fed, man. I'm with you.
I'm not with that. I don't give a fuck what that dude does.
I know Frogan want to slap me. I know how you feel, man. About it, but nah,
you're gonna
man.
Get emails. Now,
K-Fed was running for a reason because it looks awful. It looks terrible.
Yeah, they were
man.
Saying Fred Durst says that shit looks like a big old bush, man.
Fred Durst is a fucking liar, man. I don't even think he hit them.
Dude, I don't know, man.
Fred was putting himself out there with everybody, but. Ah, man, I ain't feeling it.
Man, fuck,
not
man.
Feeling it, but.
Fuck that. Fuck that and fuck your loving K-Fed bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? K-Fed sucks, but on that,
that's
I
your
feel him.
That's your token white boy, isn't it?
Nah, man. He was just, I mean.
I'm getting jealous.
I will not hate on K-Fed for trying to run her pockets. You know what I'm saying? That's pimp shit. I mean, that's been going on since the beginning of time, man. Women do it.
So everybody's been calling it, too.
Yeah, so a man do it. I ain't got no problem with that. He tried to game her. You know what I'm saying? He made it last as long as he could, but
he did run the mean streets of Malibu, man. Don't forget that.
Yeah. I'm not feeling this whole little fake ass thug image, but for running them pockets, man, go ahead, K-Fed. Do your thing, baby. Do your thing.
Fuck that.
But enough K-Fed and Britney, man. Let's talk about some hood shit. We hood hype. Right, we over
go.
Here
let's
talking
go.
About these pop fuckers, man.
Let's go.
But speaking of hood shit, The Wire, baby.
Yep.
You know I'm the probably shit, one of the biggest Wire fans out there, man. Season finale, and I'm gonna talk about it. So if y'all haven't caught the episode yet, you might want to fast forward because I'm gonna fuck it up for y'all.
Yeah, man, that shit's on demand on the Comcast instantly.
Yeah, so
a week. You told me that a week ahead of time.
Yep, that's what I love about it, man. Because it's like, it's a week too long to wait for me, man. As soon as that new episode is out there, I want to go watch it and watch the season finale, man. And it was shit, a top notch episode, man. But it was sad as fuck, man.
You see Bodhi get popped on the head?
Yeah, man. Pour out some Bud Light for Bodhi.
You know what kills me about that show? Man, shit'll happen so quick. You're like, oh, what the fuck? Yeah. I mean, it'll be like, I mean, it's like instant. Boom. They'll have somebody for a month, and it'll be like, boom, done.
Yeah,
out,
and
done.
Bodhi's an original, man. For people who've been watching The Wire, shit, Bodhi go back to season one, man. So to see him go out like that was a sad fucking thing, man.
Yep.
But fucking with Marlo and them, man, them shit, they don't play. For real. You see Chris and Snoop. Your ass better run, man.
That bitch is fucked up, man.
Who? Snoop?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, she's on some other shit, man.
Did you see that, though, when they were going back to the, when they're going to be at the interrogation room? And yeah. He was like, what'd he say? I put you.
He's like, I'm looking for some pussy. She's like, me too.
That shit was funny, man.
Yeah, Snoop is a nasty broad, man. She's
she
dangerous.
She don't look
too.
Like a broad, man.
She don't look like a little boy.
Yeah. Talks like one, too.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
The season finale was classy, though. I ain't gonna ruin no more for y'all, man. Just go watch it, though, man. The whole shit is fucking just lovely how HBO put it down.
That
love
shit's probably
HBO.
On YouTube by now.
Shit, probably. But major shout out to HBO for putting a real ass, gritty ass TV show and broadcasting it to millions, man. Because ain't none of these other fucking gutless. Ballless networks, NBC, CBS, all these little cookie cutter pieces of shit networks will never broadcast nothing even close to as gritty as The Wire, man.
You hear what they were saying? Stephen King was even saying he loved that shit.
Does he for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, fuck, I'll be reading reviews in USA Today, man. They be on the wire. They love that shit, man.
That's just good.
Yep, for sure.
Fucking USA Today.
Yeah. Like I said, man, I just see quotes, man. I see quotes. When it comes to the wire, I read whatever I can, man. Mm-hmm. So to see white America embrace a hood show, yeah, man, I'm on the race shit. I'm getting it popping for what we got coming later,
man.
Here
we go.
There's a lot of racial shit going on we're going to touch on in a minute.
Fucking mass media. Mass media loving major.
Next year, man. But it's about that time to get into a track, man. And we're going to hit y'all off with a throwback. This is my man Gazi coming out of San Francisco. Straight out the bay, man. This track is called Remember. We played it once before, man, but this shit's so fire, man. We had to go ahead and spin it again, man.
Somebody needs to sign this dude, man, because he don't do the bay like everybody else does.
Nah, man, he on a totally different feel, man. And I think because of the hyphy movement is so big, people coming from his region that's doing music how he do it get just swept under the rug, you know what I'm saying? So, for real, support Gazi, man. Go to theassemblyline.net. Holler at your boy, man. The dude is fire, but we about to spin his track one more again because the shit is impressive. This is episode 37, people.
Bay Area.
Yes, sir.
1976, I reminisce on the time past since. Dwelling on the irony of how it all began. How my met popping like that, there I am. In the second floor flat out in Petrel Hill. Barely tall enough to peer over the windowsill. And I can still remember how it feel to ride my blue big wheel. Wasn't big enough to push it up the hill. Before I knew the value of a dollar bill. I was young and wide-eyed, overalls and tie-dyed. It's funny how time flies and you don't even notice. Forging mama cig on the school help notice. Before I ever thought about a life in the biz. Remember double dutch girls round the corner down the block. Barely knee high and knee highs playing hopscotch. Breaking on cardboard, hugging on my crotch. On a black Tony Hawk out skating to dark. In my T.I. sweatsuit and my Nike Cortez. Back in 1984 when Ronald Reagan was prez. And to think that was way back when. Round 10 I found rap and it ain't been the same since then.
It's 73. I knew where I was going and I knew what I wanted to be. And in due time, I could tell you line for line. From the vocals that I spit, I wanted to shine. In time when I said it to mama, I won't regret it. Put a wage on my music, never stop till I get it. On some wild out, 3 a.m. studio session. On some hype to getting paid, fuck all this aggression. In time I planned it on my own, maybe I'll just hit the road. Visit all the places and travel through all the different codes. I'm in a different zone, man, I'm feeling right at home. You ain't gotta prove nothing, face me when you all alone. We had a pact when we cut it in blood. We learned faster than the average, had a choice, but we growing up. We had it sold up, now I sit back and relax, saying damn, if I could go back.
Projects, I had to go Afro, Valley Medical, Valley Children's, now the God Building. I'm living good in the hood, puffing my backwood, rolling them old school cars, weed in the jar, marijuana in my backyard. I'm living good, God. Yeah, I just bought a gun, I just had a son, I'm about to have a wife, I'm about to switch my life, right or wrong, wrong or right. My wife need a house and my son need brand new nights, brand new bikes, candlelight dinners at night, satellite television watching the fight, brand new ice, my chain hanging down on my dick, representing 93706.
Sit back and reminisce all the good times and the bad. Remember this?
From the cold weather's gotta turn to sunshine. And the things that we did, man, will blow your mind. It was all good, we were so young. We had the girls and the drinks, man, we dropped funds. It's a new day, now we gotta move on. I'll do it all over again, it's been so long.
Just looking back at my life, hey, yo.
Man, that's a fucking throwback, baby. That sample is fucking fire. Gazi spitting hard. Planet Asia featured on that one.
Planet Asia's big.
Yeah, definitely. We real big out there in the Bay Area for sure.
Are they?
Yeah.
They gonna laugh at you?
Oh, you come out the sweeper and the sound tag, bro.
Yeah, you hear these beats.
Yeah, man. Fuck, we shoot the beats is. Fuck, man, I'm gonna fucking clap for myself, man. The beats is fire, man.
There you go.
Produced by the Mac Major team, man, consisting of myself, J Mac, Slept On, all of us, man, putting down heat.
Yep. That's fucking your top.
Yeah. Obi, get at me, man. Obi,
yeah,
Trice.
What is up with that, man? You know what? We sent him something through MySpace, through Hood Hype.
Yeah.
We sent him a message. Dude replied.
Yeah, he replied to the first one, yeah.
Yeah, we said thanks for the interview. Dude replied. He was all good. Said thanks.
Yeah.
You send him one. No reply.
The shit ain't even getting read, Obi. Come on, baby.
Yeah, man. You said it in the interview.
Yes, sir. Please open up listen. The memo. Yeah.
Please. Please. Please.
Straight up,
please.
Man. We got some fucking heat,
please.
Obi. So get at us. Any of these other artists, man. Get at me, man. Personally, whatever. For real. I got loot. I got heat. Straight up. But enough self-promotion. I'm putting.
Look at you.
I'm sitting there plucking
please,
the hell out of myself.
Please. Please.
For real. For shit, man. Yeah, bro. We was on this race shit, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man. What's.
What? Kiss my black ass.
Huh?
What?
I don't even know how to respond to that one.
I'm racist against myself.
But shit, we've been out of it for a couple weeks, man. Yep. And. Fuck, I know y'all heard about Kramer.
It's been said a million times. Stop rolling your fucking eyes,
yeah.
Man. I see it now.
Fucking Kramer, man, from Seinfeld, man. You know what he said. He said some old crazy shit.
What did he say? What did he say, Major? Come on.
Yeah, for those of you who haven't heard it.
Major, no, tell me what he said. What did he say?
Huh?
What did, you want me to say it?
No.
I'll say what. Here's what he said.
Oh, go ahead, man. You're welcome to it.
Fuck And then the broadcast wraps up. J-Mac's address is...
Man, I'm about to cue this shit up for you real quick. Hold on.
Man, fuck this dude. Fuck him. Here's a thing, though. Here's a thing that kills me about this whole Kramer shit is...
Hold on, man.
Here we go, here we go. 50
years ago, they had you upside down with a fucking fork up your ass. You can talk, you can talk, you can talk your brain now, motherfucker. Roll his ass off, he's a nigger. He's a nigger.
Oh my God.
A nigger,
look, that motherfucker's nuts, dog. Flat out, man. He lucky he got his white ass off the stage.
Major, he was in the moment.
Yeah, man. Fuck the moment.
He was
man.
In the moment. I'm standing
fuck
up.
The moment.
I'm standing up for my white brethren.
Yeah, you go ahead and stand up for that fucker.
Fuck that shit, man.
I know how you roll, man.
Fuck
we just fucking around.
Man.
But for real, man. The dude is. He nuts, man.
Did you hear the shit on David Letterman?
What, that fucking fake-ass apology?
Yeah, his thing... I think I'm inarticulate. This motherfucker, I mean, he's like, I did not mean to offend the Afro-Americans.
I think he was high on some fucking antidepressants or something. Dude, he looked fucked up to me.
What, on the show?
Yeah, on Letterman. Yeah, he didn't look right. But then he went, you know what I'm saying? The thing about Hollywood that killed me, man, is like, you know when somebody messed up, they gonna try to save their little worthless piece of shit. Whatever left of their career, they gonna try to salvage it.
Yep.
So he gonna go to Jesse Jackson. Hey, come on, man. Stop it. I don't even know why Jesse Jackson even let that dude get on the show. Man, fuck that. You know he's not coming on there sincere. He coming on there trying to iron out, smooth over that bullshit, man.
So he can keep his paycheck rolling.
That's all. That's it. I mean, fuck. I don't even know what check is coming no more.
Oh, I gotta point out something, too. Somebody I was talking to, and I ain't gonna say any names, but somebody I was talking to is like, oh man, fucking Seinfeld sales went up 75%. as a result. Fucking white America hates black people. It's fucking, there it is right there.
Nah.
Give me a break.
Nah. I don't know who you're talking about, too.
No, but, yeah, but I mean, here's the thing is, all right, I'll give this to you. You know that there is some fucking stupid trailer trash, redneck ass pieces of shit that may very well think that. But increasing sales by 75%, fuck no. Hell no. I'm not agreeing with it.
I'm going to tell you what it is. It's not that people are buying Seinfeld DVDs or whatever in support of Kramer.
Right.
It's the same shit that happened just like whenever a rapper get popped. Whenever somebody die, they CD sales for the following couple weeks, if you ain't noticed, they like fucking quadruple.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Just
it's
like,
curiosity.
Yeah, that's all it is, man.
So
it's
what
like,
was this dude all about? I want to hear what he was all about. Yeah, that's what it is.
And that's all. It's always been that way, man. I remember when Proof died in Detroit. A lot of people didn't even know Proof had an album out.
Yep.
Proof passed away, and then all of a sudden, Proof sold like 30, 40,000 units or something like yep. that in the next couple weeks. So that's just how the game works, man. I ain't going to say that everybody out there buying this shit is a racist. But fuck Kramer, man. Flat out. Fuck Michael
Seriously.
Richards. You, yeah. He the dick.
Yep.
Straight up.
I thought you'd be all for it, but hey.
Yeah, that fucker, man. Like I said, I don't know where he was at in L.A., but like I said, he lucky he got off the stage.
No
man.
Joke, man. I mean.
Flat the fuck out. He lucky they didn't rush the stage.
Was it in California?
I think so,
Flat Factory or whatever?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Fuck that. They're probably bored of hearing this. Everybody's rolling their eyes. Stop rolling your fucking eyes.
Yeah, man. We had to speak on it, damn it. We ain't been on the air in a couple weeks.
Ah, damn.
Yeah, so we gotta air the shit out. Speaking of race, man, some other bullshit. New York cops, man.
Oh, yeah.
Why is niggas open season in New York, man? We, like, fucking got...
I don't know, man. I mean, look. I don't know, man.
You don't know about what?
I'm still half and half on it. I mean, here's a... All right, I know they overdid it. It's been, I mean, they, yeah, the motherfuckers
yeah.
got
yeah,
mowed.
One motherfucker emptied two clips. Yeah, I think yeah. you can call that overdoing it.
My thing is, what happened beforehand that we're not being told about? I mean, there was some sort of shit where, I bet you what happened is dudes went into the bar. What was the story again?
The dudes was running an undercover sting on this titty bar. And they was in there.
But they were being belligerent and shit. They were doing something.
Yeah, they walked out at the same times as the people that were eventually shot. They walked out together
yeah.
with the cops. They was having words over who the fuck knows what.
Having words.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like, hey, man, you're a fucking asshole. It was probably people
yeah.
yelling and
yeah,
fucking
I,
running.
You want to know what? I mean, fuck, I wasn't there. But this is just how.
Every report I see, man, here's the thing. And I'm not defending the cops, but the thing that kills me is every media report you see, it's like, they make it seem like it was a drive-by shooting by the fucking cops.
Nah, man, I mean, I haven't really seen nothing like that. Even the report I read on MSNBC the first day was, I mean, they outlined what the fuck the dudes
they said
did
there,
to the
this
cops.
Is, this is what I remember, is there was an altercation, there were words exchanged, and then they emptied two fucking clips.
I'm gonna tell
there
you,
had to have been some
I'm gonna tell you
to
what
it.
Happened, man. I think these cats, man, and this is the thing too, man. It wasn't just white cops. Matter of fact, I heard a couple of the cops was, I think Hispanic. So it was, you know, some multicultural shit or whatever. So what happened is I think they got into it on some street shit. On street level, on some fuck you type shit. I don't think that the dudes identified that they were cops. That's the one thing that was in the report was whether they ever identified themselves. I don't think so. I think they used their badge as an excuse to go ahead and settle what was going on some street shit.
And they didn't say anything, which puts them at fucking fault instantly.
Yeah. Now, old dudes did drive the car, and they bumped into or hit, or I don't know how the fuck it happened. They hit one of the officers, then they opened fire on the car.
But he ain't dead, right?
Who?
The officer.
No, the groom is dead. This dude
no,
was
I mean
supposed
the officer who got hit. He just maybe bumped
yeah,
his leg.
Oh, yeah, okay. He's fine. Yeah, he's straight.
That's because I was worried about it.
Yeah, man.
I'm just fucking with you.
Bullshit,
no,
dude.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I'm not, like I said, I'm not defending the cops, but I always feel like I'm not hearing enough. It just doesn't make sense.
I mean.
But then again, I mean, I guess Rodney King didn't make sense either.
Yeah, and that's what it really is. The media done got fucking smart to shit, man. They don't want to stick with the story too much because they didn't see, man, we'll burn the bitch down, man. Niggas, when we fed up, we'll burn shit down, man. We'll fuck it up.
Man, did I ever tell you that story?
What's that?
I got my ass burnt down.
I think I heard about that.
Oh, okay.
This was what? Rodney King time,
yeah.
right? Right after the round
yep.
of verdict?
Yep. I was going to fucking Flint Central.
Mm-hmm.
Flint Central High School, man. I went out for my first time going out for baseball. No, it was Whittier. I was at Whittier Junior High. That's what it was.
And what happened?
I went to tryouts, and I was heading out. I come back to go. I was on my way out for the day, and I went to the bathroom. Oh, shit.
Go ahead, man.
Anyway, I went into the bathroom and there was three black dudes in there. Well, here earlier in the day, during this is funny to you, isn't it? You like hearing about the white dude getting beat down?
I mean,
man, fuck you, man. No, seriously though,
that's a fucked up story.
What happened was, you know, the whole Rodney thing was going down, and there were rumors going around that, you know, white people just skip school, don't be at school today, because at that school it was, I mean, I'd say it was about 80% African American, and the rest was white Mexican mix, because
yeah,
there's a lot of Mexican people in Flint. Anyway, after lunch every day, we go into the gymnasium. I said gymnasium. Yeah, I said it. Fuck you.
Go ahead.
We play basketball, hang out on the bleachers. Anyway, while everybody's leaving, there's two black dudes, and the fucking security guards weren't doing nothing about it. There was two security guards that worked at the school. Every white dude that walked in,
American.
One of them was, I forget his name. That motherfucker.
Conspiracy.
One was Mr. Banks. The other one was. They were both assholes, though, man. Because they doubled as truant officers. But anyway, man, we're walking out of the gym, and every white dude that walked through that door, two black dudes, one on either side of the door, boom, you get knocked in the fucking head. Right in the back of the neck. That's funny, ain't it? For I was the minority. I was a victim.
Yeah.
No, but anyway, so then that happened, and I did the baseball thing, and I was like, whatever. So I walk into the bathroom later in the day, and I'm going to the bathroom, and these dudes are looking at me, and I'm like, oh, fuck, man. And I never seen a dude before. They must have been from the high school. Next thing I know, I'm on the floor. I don't even know what's going on. They're holding a lighter to my fucking leg. I still got the scar. They hold a lighter to my fucking leg, and then they take a pencil, the metal part, a number two pencil, heated that shit up and started rolling it up and down my fucking leg. I'm yelling.
That's fucked up,
man. Fucking screaming, and nobody comes. That's, and the school is empty, admittedly. I mean, the school is empty. I didn't go out for baseball.
Yeah.
I gave up baseball.
Yeah, I would too. My leg got torn. On behalf of the African-American community, I apologize,
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
You have my deepest sympathy.
Thank you. I want to speak. No, I want to. I want to. Next time you go to the black meeting of all the blacks, I want to speak to the leader of the NAACP.
Oh, shit. You want some reparations?
Wow, look at me. No, hold on. Did you just say
J Mac wants some reparations for getting toasted?
I was tortured. I was the minority.
Shit, man. Yeah,
fuck you.
Yo, let's go ahead and jump into a track, man.
I had a moment on the mic right then. I had a moment.
That was a good story, though, man. I think our listeners is really going to enjoy that, man.
Yeah.
I think they're going to feel your pain.
They're going to be like, fuck you, Whitey. You deserved every minute of that.
We about to jump into my man's sacrifice, man. This track is called Still Breathing, baby. Hood Hype, episode 37.
I still love hip-hop.
Trying to take my air. Fuck that, I'm still breathing, yeah. To all the niggas trying to take my air. I'm still breathing, yeah.
What some niggas would do for this life I got? 25 fly rides in my parking lot. It be that hard-nosed gambler. Can't stand the DEA flashing pics with Nikon cameras. I'm running and gunning, I'm dodging attempts. I'm running and gunning, I'm hopping the fence. Situation gets sore, still returning for more. G.O.D. got my back, so my gats out the draw. Whoa, violate, cause I hate being poor. Neck slit so quick, blue blood hit the floor. I'm John Smoltz when I pitch these bolts. Educate, Olympic direct hit, never graze. Where's all my niggas getting gangsta gangster? If your shoulders is clean, do your thing, boy. I'm out my cage, till your barrel to your cage. Your lays just like a maze, we niggas can't escape. Yo, we stay blooded, flip hundreds, hands close to the pad. If niggas run, put your nose to the ground. We saying gangsta. All my niggas saying gangsta. Tell them what you know. Who flip fuckers, get numbers, anything for the cash. When cops come, fling the skunk in the dash. We saying gangsta. All my niggas saying gangsta. Tell them what you know. Where my niggas at? Where my bitches at? Don't front, cause a nigga might just blow. Leave him alone. The niggas straight gangsta, man, leave him alone. Where my niggas at? Where my bitches at? Don't front, cause a nigga might just blow. Leave him alone. The niggas straight gangsta, man, leave him alone.
Y'all vultures, well, I hunt this meat. Keep my hand on my shank just to cut this beat real short. Y'all punk bitches playing on my court. Petty tutus thinking you can hold down the fort. Get off my block, get off my hustle. If you don't move quiet, we gon' move y'all muscle. No question, I'ma do what I gotta do. Even if it's 4-4, put a greater hole in you. Nigga, where's all my niggas getting gangsta, gangsta? My 44 put a hole in a prankster. Two of them niggas tryna take my ad. Fuck that, I'm still breathing, yeah. You stay blooded, flip hundreds, hands close to the pound. If niggas front, put your nose in the ground. We saying gangsta. All my niggas saying gangsta. Tell them what you know. Who flip fuckers, get numbers, anything for the cash. When cops come, bring the skunk in the dash. We saying gangsta. All my niggas saying gangsta. Tell them what you know. Where my niggas at? Where my bitches at? Don't front, cause a nigga might just blow. Leave him alone. Them niggas straight gangsta, man. Leave him alone. My niggas don't step. My niggas don't step. My niggas don't step. My niggas pause. Them niggas straight gangsta, man. Leave him alone. When we tell him, I'm still breathing, yeah. My niggas don't step. My niggas don't step, my niggas don't step, my niggas pause. Them niggas straight gangsta, man, leave them alone. Fuck that, I'm still breathing, yeah. Yeah, don't you know him? Come on, sack, yeah. Shot, shot it. The fuck out of here. No, that new shit, love the game straight. Y'all niggas got my pants twisted, brother. Right here, you know. You're on the real bring shit. Bring the torch, you know? We on that next shit. Y'all niggas on that other shit. You know what I'm saying? Five, fuck nigga. Fuck that. No. Got the
fuck you, you talk about some racist shit, motherfucker.
Oh man, J-Mac want reparations, man. We about to take down the major ones of iPod. We gonna give Jeremy reparations. J-Mac want reparations.
Fuck you.
No man, that was a fucked up story though, man. Yeah. I feel you know what I'm saying?
No,
that's
backpedaling, it's
that's
too
bad
late.
Though. But no man,
racial, the damage has been done, man.
On racial experiences, I ain't had nothing on that level. You know what I'm saying? But I did have some bad shit happen to me one time, man.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, man.
Wow. You just killed our listeners' ears. But that's all right, though. I had that coming. But no, man, this is like, yo, this is one of my first dates when I first had my car and shit, man. I hadn't even had my car that long, man. And this chick from school was feeling me, man. She wanted to go out on a date with me. You know what I'm saying? And the chick was Hispanic. That's the thing. But she was really light. So she looked white, I guess, to a lot of people. So anyway, man.
I love the burrito mommies.
I do too.
Go ahead, man.
But yeah, long story short, man, we out here. We went to go see fucking Higher Learning, dog. A racially charged movie. And that's the fucking coincidence of the shit. Higher Learning was on some white power versus trying to shoot black students and all that shit.
Did you guys go right after and rent American History X? Or
I wasn't even out yet.
No.
But we probably would have.
I'm just fucking. Go ahead.
But, so we leave the movie theater, man. We going back to her apartment and whatnot. And then I stop at the gas station, man, and I'm filling up. And we out here in East Lansing, man, at the time, because that's where her apartment was. And
college
for those
town.
Y'all don't know, that's the college town, man, full of fucking white guys from all over the fucking country.
Hey, shut up.
Yeah, man, white guys just
don't,
like you.
Don't hate my people.
Just like J-Mac. But I'm pumping gas, man, and these dudes, man, in a car, it's about four or five of them. And they pull up and they slow up at the gas station and they wasn't even to the stoplight yet. And they just yell out the car, man, start calling me monkeys and niggas and all kinds of shit, man. And I'm pumping my gas. I'm on a date, man. I'm on a date. And then, you know what I'm saying? They calling me, yeah, I mean, for real, they monkey, you want a banana, nigger, all this shit. And I'm just like, ain't this about a bitch? For real, no. So I know. So I know the feeling. You know what I'm saying? So, you feel fucking helpless. Because at this point, there's five of these motherfuckers, man. I'm with a chick. So I got zero chance of whooping their ass by myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm shouting what I'm shouting from my gas pump, but they laughing at me because it's like they know. Fuck.
I'm surprised you even did that, man.
What's that?
Because if dudes are that fucking charged,
I mean, but I was in front of a girl, though, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I had to hold my nuts a little bit, man. Yeah. I couldn't just bitch up and we're gonna leave. Let's just get in the car and we're gonna go home. You know what I'm saying?
These guys are offending me. Let's go home and have some pan-seared chicken, honey. Sorry.
For real, man, but I had to show some fucking bravado, man. Yeah. I had to be like,
I don't blame you.
I was like, fuck y'all, cracker ass motherfuckers, you or whatever, whatever. Y'all won't come over here and say that shit. And they was like, fuck you, nigga. Woo! You know what I'm saying? And then,
like it's a party. You make it sound like it's a party.
That's who it was, a party in their little ass car. It was a small ass car, too. And there was five of the motherfuckers hanging out of that bitch. And yeah, they was just talking racist shit. That's but yeah, up. They sped off and left, and fuck I'm pissed off. And but the date sucked too, so it wasn't a happy ending.
So you didn't get take any. You got no.
No, nah, man, no yum yum at the end of the day for me.
No num nums.
Nope. So it's a fucking I went home pissed off, double frustrated, no nookie, and fucking angry that I couldn't even go out there and handle my business with these fuckers. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I feel you, bro. I can relate. I feel your pain.
Right. Yeah.
Both stories are funny to me.
I was a victim of racism and prejudice.
Yep. Me too. We all need to get along, America. Flat out.
Come here. Give me a hug, man.
No, get the fuck away from me. Play that shit, man. I look like Lil Wayne and Baby to you. I'm going to kiss you, man. No hugging. We don't do that.
Oh, shit.
I probably shouldn't have said that, but oh well.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares? Fuck. Y'all got a good album, though. I'll give y'all that. But
quit kissing up, man. We ain't going to get the interview anyway. Fuck
You know, that's what I was trying for. Yeah, I'm like, hold on. That. They hear this.
Yeah, yeah.
Interviews are dead.
Oh, you know what? With. Fuck that, man.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him anyway.
Dude, Omar didn't even get us a fucking... We're supposed to be interviewing DJ Clue today.
Show enough was, too.
Motherfucker.
Sent out the bulletins and everything and...
Fuck that.
Nothing. But yeah, shit. Fuck, that's what it is, man. We still the little guy, man. We still trying to come out on top.
No, fuck
that. Sometimes
no,
we
you
get
what?
Swept under, but.
Yeah, swept under my
fuck
ass.
Fuck it. I ain't worried about it, man. Shit.
I even tried to bribe that motherfucker.
Did you?
Yeah. Anyway.
That's another story.
He's out of your favorite city.
What's that?
The New York.
Oh, boy.
Fucking BK, QB, all that shit.
Yeah, now before I go off into what I gotta say,
hold on.
Shout out to Raz and Extravagangsta. Yeah. I love y'all in New York City.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, those my peoples over there. But goddamn it, man. Nah, man.
Hold on. You tell me. Okay. Tell me a place where, hold on. Fucking Sean P's dropping his new album coming up here. He's gonna be doing a bus, driving around the fucking city, drinking, doing a CD preview all around the city. Nas does a fucking a promotional show. Lil Scrappy does a promotional show. What do we do in Detroit? We had fucking REO Speedwagon last week.
Okay,
we,
man.
We had the fucking Detroit Opera House.
Yeah. Oh, nah,
come on, man.
I'm not going. You cannot even come.
I love New York. I love
comparing
New York.
Detroit to New York, man. I love Detroit. I was born there. But as far as covering what we do, there's no comparison to New York.
I love you, New York.
But
I live there.
But
I love it.
I got. My list of cities or list of areas where I'd be if I was single, man. If I was single, no kids, doing my damn thing and still trying to do hood hype. All right, here's where I'll be. Southern Cali is an option for me. Palm trees, beautiful bitches. Southern Cali is definitely an option. Fucking ATL. Got family down there. Love Atlanta. Never been there yet, but I love what I see on the TV. Atlanta looks live as fuck.
Detroit looks nice on TV too.
New
York looks even better on TV.
Yeah. Okay. Well. All right. New
Go
York
ahead.
Is a place.
Go ahead.
Miami's another possibility for me.
I ain't looking to
And
die.
If I had to pick one other city still in the Midwest to go to, it'd probably be Chi-Town. But for real, my top three would probably be Southern California, Atlanta, and Miami. Holla at you, boy.
Miami?
Yeah. Holla at you, boy.
Dade County?
Yes, sir. All day long, man. New York, man, it's the number one fucking terrorist target, man. Police is shooting niggas like fucking hotcakes out in New York, man.
If I'm living in New York, I'm living so well, I ain't even living in the fucking city except for work anyway. Fuck that, man. I love New York. I love it. I love it. It's the center of the fucking world, man.
Yeah, it's the center of the world, all right? That's part of the reason why I don't want to be there.
It's where hip-hop...
Oh, here we go. The holier-than-now hip-hop mecca.
Hip-hop mecca.
New York.
I'm not
knocking New York, man. I like New York. It's a great place to visit, man. I'm just saying, for me to live there, that's not where I want to live, man. sorry.
All right, whatever, man.
Yeah, that's our argument, man.
I hope Raz calls in and hates on your ass for that shit.
I'm probably going to get an email from him, too. But nah, man, for real. Like, if y'all listening, man, email me. Let me know where y'all rather be, America. Yeah. For real. Tell me where you at, and then tell me where you wish you could be. That's what I want to know. And I want to see how many motherfuckers say, oh, I want to be in New York City. You tell me.
I'm in Iowa. I'm in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got listeners there. I know y'all rather be somewhere else, especially this time of year. It's cold as fuck, freezing your nuts off.
Fuck Michigan.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm not too happy about where... Fuck, yeah.
Fuck Michigan. Love the people. Hate the state.
Yes, indeed. Shit. About time for another one, bro.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
I got one I want to hear, man. This Honey Brown, man. It's another classic track.
She's fucking thick, man.
Beautiful R&B joint when we featured a while back.
She's fucking thick.
Is she? I ain't even seen the picture. I just don't understand. For real? She looking like that?
Tasty.
Oh, shit. I'm about to have to get on MySpace or somewhere and find her.
Roundy, round, round.
Honey Brown, where did the love go? Episode 37, once again, if you didn't know. Yay!
And I don't know. Where did the love go? Every day I wake, picturing your face, watching you laughing. We'd be in a happy place, memories so sweet, heavy on my mind. Who could imagine? Reality is made with time. Always thought of you as the one who would be always beside me. In love so endlessly, now to my surprise, I'm here alone, holding my pillow, pretending that you'll soon be home. Where did the love go?
Track, man.
We're gonna get beat down. We rarely play R&B, but if anybody who's a fucking diehard fan of the real shit, that's good.
rapper. She should be signed, man. I mean, I'm frustrated for these people, man. We playing all these hot-ass people, and they still, you know what I'm saying, record industry still ain't understanding, bro.
She was in Vibe magazine.
Was she?
Yeah.
That's cool, so maybe she on her way, but...
I hope so.
She ain't where she should be.
I mean, people like her, Gazi, fucking Quest.
Fuck yeah, man. The list goes on, man. We play some talented people. And shit, it's like Quest said in that song, man. Mr. Record Executive, man. These motherfuckers be telling lies, be pumping you up.
Sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, that's the... What you drinking?
Red Bull.
But yeah,
why
man.
Are you talking about Quest song that ain't even played yet?
What's that?
We haven't.
I know we were supposed to or
damn
wanted
it,
to be
ruined singing.
But nah, man. That's when cool. We get to that track, it's like the industry just be selling people bullshit, man.
Yeah.
It's like they just want the same clowns, man. Same type of lame shit. When somebody's hot, then all of a sudden they want fucking carbon copies, man.
Yep.
It's frustrating. Let me stop before I get on a fucking rant.
Here we go again.
Yeah, man.
God damn, man. Talking your ass off today.
Yeah, so what else is going on, man? Oh, yeah, man. We had the funny shit, though, man. What? The Raekwon, man.
Oh, did you cue that up?
No, well, man. Hold on, man. Let me go find it real quick.
Oh, that shit was crazy. What was that on? SOHH? I mean, it was on digitallsd.com. That's where it was.
Is it there for real?
I don't think so. Shit, man.
Yeah, man.
That
Raekwon,
man.
He
put the shit down on Jay-Z, man. He don't give a fuck. But then again, we were just listening to that new Jay-Z album. And
yeah, I got to backtrack, everybody. You know, I've been like, I ain't been hating, but I'm just saying I ain't really know why he was going to come back.
Yeah.
If he wasn't coming back right. And lyrically, like I said, he still got a couple question marks to me, man. But the fucking production, you heard some of them beats,
fuck,
man.
Yeah.
Dr. Dre got on there, worked him out.
I've always wondered, what is it with Dr. Dre, man? You never hear anybody saying, this is a Dr. Dre production. He ain't need to say shit, because he makes so much fucking money at it, ain't it?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. It must be something like that.
Oh, you got it? You find it?
I think I found it, man.
Oh, shit. This shit was funny, too, man.
How many of y'all feeling that?
Dude,
turn
down
that
back.
Keep it real. Hold on. Shit. Right. Hey, yo, check it. My nigga, hold on. I don't like it. That shit is to the knock out of me. Yeah. I ain't trying to make no seat. My nigga, for real. And this is worth everything I love. I ain't know you was going to say that.
I'm saying that. Let me tell you why I'm saying that. I'm keeping it real. Cause we real niggas. Y'all know how we do.
Yeah.
But
indeed,
it's a lot of that commercial shit going on. Too much of that hate shit going on. It ain't real shit, man. I know y'all heard that shit. Got my nigga Ghostface album coming out. We got the Jubilee shit coming out.
Yeah, ain't nobody. Hey, you know what?
But look, hold up real quick. We not hating on them. You know what I mean?
Nah, we just don't give a fuck though. But I'm gonna tell y'all niggas now. I don't give a fuck about Hover. I respect Hover as a businessman and as a nigga that know how to run. But me personally, I don't give a fuck about Hover. None of them niggas. The niggas that are helping Ray eat. You know what I'm saying? This is not no publicity.
Nigga Ray is a nut,
I don't
boy.
Want nobody to feel like that. Yeah. I'm my own dude. I'm my own motherfucker. And if I don't like some, nigga got the right to say he don't like my shit.
Yeah.
If a nigga don't like my shit, but this ain't no publicity stunt. So I just don't want nobody to feel like it. That's what I'm letting you feel.
I'm just letting it be known because it's like, yo, it's too much of that commercial shit.
Too.
We
they're
don't
gonna keep
fuck.
Going.
That's why
too
right now. That's
yeah, that
right
shit though, man, was fucking hilarious, man.
The thing that kills me is, man, fucking four years ago, you wouldn't have heard none of this shit, man. With fuck cell phones, man. you gotta watch what you're saying, man.
Yeah, you do for real. The thing that's killing me though, man, is like Jay-Z is like the fucking target, dog. Everybody going at him, man. Lil Wayne.
I mean, he's
Raekwon.
He's got to be one of the most successful rappers of all time, man.
For all the cats that talk about haters in every different level. I mean, what is y'all? You know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all. Yep. I mean, why is y'all even speaking on this man at a concert?
Yep.
And I'm not criticizing. You know what I'm saying? I love Raekwon too. So fuck. I mean, Ray was always my favorite member out the Wu-Tang.
But
period.
Think about it. He's on your brain.
What's
he's
that?
On your fucking brain now.
Yeah, he is.
You're gonna buy that? Well, I mean, I was gonna buy the album anyway, but
yeah. But yeah, I feel what you're saying, and that's all it is, man. That's what I was getting at, man.
Yeah.
You just drove the point
Sorry
home.
About that.
No, you good. It's all about fucking putting your name in there. You know what I'm saying? It's like. by us.
That's what kills me, man.
We
it's
just
all about,
played it. We're like Raekwon, Diz, and Jay. So we giving Ray publicity. And that's all it's about, man.
Everything's business, man. I mean, not to be a fucking purist little backpacking bitch, but god damn, man. Fucking get creative.
Yeah.
Fuck. Seriously.
We had a good-ass conversation, man, this afternoon, man. Remember that shit with Fro? We was emailing and
talking
messaging
about
back
Jeezy
and forth.
And all that shit.
Jeezy's another one, except this time he's defending his boss. You know what I'm saying? First, he said Lil Wayne's crazy.
I could get Fro on the speakerphone
for
right
going
now.
At Jay. Could you?
You want to?
Yeah, try to call him up. All right,
well, fuck, man.
But yeah, man, for like, you know, for those of y'all that haven't heard, man, you know, Jeezy was like, Lil Wayne is crazy as fuck. I don't even know why he's trying to go at Jay. Especially because he just looked up to him a little while ago. So why he gonna diss him? So that shit was kind of interesting. But he was on Moni Love show, and the whole topic of, you know, hip hop is dead came up. And then all of a sudden Jeezy started taking swipes at Nas. And then he gonna not just take swipes at his music. Jeezy was like, well, fuck man, Nas ain't no real gangster. He ain't been in the streets. Nas ever bust his gun? Nas ever been on the block? And I'm like, fuck man, what? Why you doing that shit, man? You know what I'm saying? These young cats, man, the young dudes in the game, just do your own thing, man. Make your name off your music, bro. That's what Nas did. That's what Jigga did. They didn't come in the game dissing fucking Rakim. They didn't come in the game stepping on all the cats that was there before them.
Paying homage.
Yeah, they paid homage and put their shit down.
Yep.
The beef came later once they was established. But now these new cats, man, you can have a fucking one album under your belt. No albums under your belt, and everybody want to take shots. And I just, you know what I'm saying? To me, I just say I'm not feeling it. And I ain't, you know, not disrespecting all the artists that's doing it, but I just not feeling their whole little angle right
there. It's all marketing, man. That's the shit that kills me. But you know what? We bitch about this, like, every fucking show.
What's that? About what? About beefing?
It's just the fucking, the state of it. You know, everything's watered down. Everybody wants to have fucking Mr. Kyla Park fucking doing their goddamn son of a bitch and motherfucking production sounding like Danity Kane and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Fuck everybody.
That's
why we're here.
The game's got problems, yeah. That's why we already the anti-radio. We trying to just bring something different to the whole fucking game.
Look at the rate we're growing. Seriously? I mean, the syndication we're getting, we're everywhere right now. Why are we growing? Because nobody wants to hear the fucking radio anymore. Think about it. Even fucking, Sirius Satellite, Shade 45. Are you ever going to hear anything outside of a fucking Interscope artist?
Nah,
fuck no.
Nah.
They own that station. That's the difference. The fucking record label owns that station.
It's true. And that's the thing, man. And I like Shade 45 and a lot of stuff they play. But yeah, if you want variety, you ain't going to get it.
No, you're going to get a variety of Interscope artists. That's what you're going to get.
Interscope is a big-ass label, but still, goddamn, can I hear some, you know, somebody other than the fucking G-Unit Shady camp?
Exactly. Constant. Non-stop. Yeah. That's all you're going to fucking hear. That's the shit that kills me. I mean, all that American Music Awards bullshit, I ain't gonna go off on a tangent on that even. I mean,
yeah, I didn't even catch it, man. Anything
fucking Black Eyed Peas getting Hip Hop Album of the Year? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
That's a joke, man. It's a joke.
But see, half the people don't realize those awards are driven by what?
Fucking record sales, man.
Yeah, record sales and fucking radio spins. What are radio spins driven by? It ain't by people requesting it. It's by how much the fucking record labels are paying the fucking radio station.
That's the problem I got with the whole game, man. That's the problem I always had with the Nas versus Jigga beef, man. We used to argue this shit. All my niggas, man, I used to kick it with. We would go back and forth, dog, for hours debating this shit over Nas and Jay. And the Jay fans would always point to Nas ain't never doing Hova numbers. He ain't never moving three.
What the fuck?
Who gives a fuck, man? I don't care if he sold 4 million. That shit don't matter to me. Fuck, I'm listening to lyrics, beats, what the fuck niggas is saying. That's what matter to me. I don't care if the dude sold, if Nas sold 1.5 and Jigga sold 5. Fuck.
Look who's fucking buying it.
Yeah.
It's suburban. Listen, if you're gonna have a fucking ass-shaking club track, the women and the fucking white women are gonna fucking buy it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I mean, that don't say shit about your credibility or how good you are as a fucking MC.
But now everybody wanna, you know, boil it down to numbers. And don't get me wrong, money and numbers, that shit, fuck yeah, that's important. Cause fuck, you trying to eat off it, right? I mean, you a rapper, so you wanna be successful. But when it comes to defining who's the best as far as the craft, man, we talking about rap, man. That's what it is. It's fucking being a lyricist.
Yep.
So, man, throw the numbers shit out, man, when you talking about who the greatest. That shit on
I
want to
hear more about the struggle, man. The struggle. Tell me about the fucking struggle.
Tell me about something, man. Tell me about something other than fucking how many shoes you buy. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to floss, man.
It's been said.
But I don't want to hear flossing on every fucking song, man.
Yep. Give me some creative shit, man. I want creative fucking shit.
And exactly.
Let me be the judge of all hip hop.
J Mac, the grandmaster of hip hop.
That's right. That's right, motherfucker. You hear my Michigan accent. I'm the next Eminem.
What you call it? The pirate. The pirate voice.
The parking lot. Yeah. That's what we do, man.
You fucking nuts, man.
You put me on the phone with a dude from California. You check out the difference.
Yo, man, we're going to go to the coast. We're going to go to the coast, man.
Sorry.
Crazy, man. Shit, man. I'm about to
kiss my black ass.
Never that. This guy, man. I see what I got to deal with, man. Trapped in the studio with this 6'5 gangly bastard, man.
Shit. I don't care, man, motherfucker. I'm gonna go look at some pictures of Britney Spears' pussy while you bring up Wing.
Are you? Are you?
Yeah.
I believe you too.
Britney Spears and fucking Paris Hilton.
Because as nasty as it is, you're obsessed with it, bro. You look at that an awful lot.
It looks like a baboon's ass, man. I'm telling you. Oh my God, we're rambling. Let's get into this shit.
Yeah,
this
man, this my man Wing. Walk on by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah, check. I see you back there trying to blow my high. I recommend your haters walk on by. Just walk on by. I spit the truth to help you open your eyes. Not your head, then swallow your pride. Yeah, swallow your pride. Inadvertently plagued with the uncertainty. In the state of hip-hop, man, it's really starting to bury me. Real emergency, writing with an urgency. I'ma try to be the best until the day they bury me. Yeah, I run, I jog, I sprint, I glide. But when it comes to drama, I just walk on by. So if you got a problem, man, I'm not gonna hide. And I can't say the world, so I'm not gonna try. You be the women you're against, mate. No way to defense, mate. If you talking bars, then your boy got plenty. It ain't all about wealth, I'm staying true to myself. I guess that's why my music's heavily felt. I'ma walk on by, yeah. I'ma walk on by, yeah. Take a minute, just close your eyes. Forget about the problem, man. Yeah, see you back there trying to blow my high. I recommend your haters walk on by, just, yeah. I'ma walk on by. Can't say the world, so yeah, I'm not gonna drive. Yeah, I gotta walk by, cause the gas too high. $3.39 a gallon, I refuse to drive. Keep it moving like a one-way street. Use my pen and set my conscience free. Spit it though so consciously. Awake the ghetto like a banging heavy metal. Wordplay is nice, cause you're rocking with a rebel. And every other song, I ain't talking about a bezel. I'm talking about the people, I'm talking about the struggle. I'm talking hip-hop and I was found amongst the rubble. No walking by, symbolize all the people that try. I lay it all on the line, I have nothing to hide. See, I skipped the life of crime just to write my rhymes. Cause I know too many dudes like them serving time. I walk past all the drugs, the guns and funds. Cause time in the pen, man, I don't want none. I'm just trying to make it out, maybe cop me a house, come on. I'ma walk on by, yeah. I'ma walk on by, yeah. Take a minute, just close your eyes. Forget about the problem, man. Yeah, see you back there trying to blow my high. I recommend your haters walk on by, just. Yeah, I'ma walk on by. I can't say the world, so I'm not gonna try. I slip away from my past, leave it all behind. And like Johnny Cash, I'ma walk the line. Fix the head up on my shoulders, yeah, you know I'm getting older. Close watch on the world, you can see it getting colder. See things are getting strange, so things will never change. So walk tall, stay strong, and fight through all the pain. I'm walking by, hoping maybe I can do the same. Thinking about all the issues as I wonder who's the blame, who's the blame. I'ma walk on by, yeah, I'ma walk on by. Yeah, take a minute, just close your eyes. Forget about the problem, man. Yeah, see you back there trying to blow my high. I recommend your haters walk on by. Just, yeah, I'ma walk on by. I can't say the world, so I'm not gonna try. I'ma walk on by, yeah. I'ma walk on by. Yeah, take a minute, just close your eyes. Forget about the problem, man.
Walk on by, man. That's Wing right there, man. That shit is serious.
We are playing some soulful, loving shit.
Hell yeah. Flat out, man. Let me give a quick rundown, man, of all our artists, because I didn't get all the information out there. That man Wing, y'all just heard, is from Compton, California. If you want to holler at him, myspace.com/GWestWing. My man Sacrifice is www.sacrifice101.com. Another L.A. cat, man. L.A. doing it fucking big. Fucking Gazi, California.
Yep.
TheAssemblyLine.net, And Honey Brown is from the ATL. Like we said, they've been doing it big. HoneyBrownMusic.com. Go there and check her out. Holler at the albums for all these people. Go ahead.
I got a question.
What's up?
I got a really stupid question.
Go ahead.
Man, God damn it. I'm going to lose so much fucking credibility when I say this.
Uh-oh.
What the fuck? What the fuck's a red bone? I mean, I know it's a woman, but what's the difference between...
I will smack you.
I swear to God, I will punch you in your face.
I
knew you were going to say that. I don't know the difference between... What's a characteristic of a fucking... Of a red bone?
A red bone man is a light-skinned black female, bro.
Why is it got to be red?
Because, man, like, the creamy light-skinned chicks, bro, got a little... A little reddish tone sometimes to their skin, but it's beautiful.
I love it.
It's a lovely thing. Yeah.
I'm sorry. See, I told you. I'm gonna get so much hate for that. God damn, this beat's hot, man.
It's hood hot, man. It's all about educating.
I'm being honest. Now you know.
You know what I'm saying? Now you know. The next time you be like,
I market our shit. I market hip. Hey, man, I hear it. I know it has to do with females.
Oh, Jesus, man. You gonna be out now.
I thought there was a... All right, man, I'm fucking stupid.
Next time you're at the mall, you can buy it. Just point them out, and I'll be like, oh, there's a red bone.
Oh, yeah, I'll be like, hey, you know, that's what I'm going to do. Tell me about that black person. What about, hey, that black person shade looks a little different, Major?
Oh, hey. You stupid, dude.
Dude, no. I was just asking a simple fucking question.
Nah, man, yeah, red bones, light-skinned female, bro. Light-skinned black female.
You know how many clients we just lost by me saying that?
I don't know. I hope not.
That beat's hot, man.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, man. This one of my newer ones right here, man.
Change the subject, just hurry.
Let it ring for a second. Y'all hear that? Yeah.
That's just hard, man.
That's just sweet.
It is.
But yeah.
Is that it? Are we done?
I think so.
God,
we did talk to y'all this episode, man. But that's what we do. We ride around the hour. We ride on point.
Feedback, man. We need more calls, man.
For sure.
Quit hanging up.
Hit us up. Yeah. 313. Quit leaving bullshit messages.
Yeah. 313-406-7577.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Shout out to James at HipHopDirectory.com, man. Anything y'all looking for, go check him out, man. It'll lead you in the right direction.
Hip hop.
Smooth beats, baby.
Adam.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Playing
Look
the best shit, best hip hop on the internet, man.
Every Thursday, catch us on SmoothBeats.com.
Yep. If you miss us, man, and you're fucking at work and 7 o'clock Eastern time, check us out on Smooth Beats. We be over there heavy.
Yeah.
For sure. Shout out to Mills.
Oh, yeah. That's the boy.
Yeah. Though Mills a hookup. That's the guy right there.
Yep. SpinClub.com, man. SpinClub.com.
SpinClub.com.
All you DJs, artists, check it out. SpinClub.com. That's the shit right there.
Show. Get at him.
Indie1.net. Mills is the boy, man. Mills is fucking tearing shit up in Chicago, man.
Anything we missed, man? Fuck, huh? Michigan got fucking screwed over, man. I'm pissed off.
What?
I couldn't get out the episode without saying that, man. We ain't get our rematch.
Talk about,
man,
the Florida
fucking
shit.
Ohio State was pussy. Was scared, man. They coach didn't even want to vote for
you
us.
You hear what's his name? Fucking coach of Florida. He bitched.
Urban Meyer's a fucking cocksucker,
man. He bitched and bitched and bitched. And he, like, after they got the fucking vote, he's like, oh, the system works really well.
Man. Mark it down, baby. Michigan, we will stomp the shit out of USC. Well, fuck, we ain't gonna stomp the shit, but we gonna win. And Ohio State is gonna embarrass them fucking Gators, dog. It's gonna be like 25 points.
It's good.
Win, it's at good. Least. Yeah. Don't try to calm me down, motherfucker. I'm pissed off, man. Stop. I'm angry, and I ain't have a chance to.
I'm sorry, man. Fucking dude gets fucking passionate about sports.
Yeah, man. I'm angry. But oh well, we had a good season.
All you Ohio State fans, it's major@hoodhype.com.
Yeah, man. Email me. Get at me, fucking Buckeyes. Y'all ain't got nothing to say. Y'all cowards. Y'all didn't want to see Michigan again. Didn't know they ain't want it. They did not want it, man. If you want to email jmac@hoodhype.com.
Yeah.
Info to site on some business, man. info@hoodhype.com.
Call us 313-406-7577.
Hit the message boards, bitches, man.
God,
y'all ain't
damn.
Been out there in a minute, man. Come on. Yeah. For real. I need to get on there myself.
I'm telling
too.
You. No, this is no shit. I tell everybody this. This is the funniest shit. More people download the fucking show than visit the website. That kills me.
Yeah. The front page began just ridiculous retarded traffic. But then when it comes to the message boards, people be shy.
Don't. Oh.
Yeah, man.
Pussies.
Be brave, man.
Say something.
Come say you hate me. I don't care. I love to see it. Come on, do it. Whatever.
Critique it, bitches. That's why we're syndicated, bitch. Suck my dick.
Yeah. Right, that's man. It, though, man. This is episode here, 37, man. I'm about to kill a couple more beers, man. This is major.
J-Mac, man.
For sure. We out of here, baby. Yeah.